Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Good morning. Oh my goodness, it's walk time in the city. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming soon to a city near you, but I am super excited about the Denver Walk this year. I'm always excited about the Denver Walk. But today in the studio, I have Kristen Beatty, who's on the board of the local Alzheimer's Association Colorado chapter.
Good morning.
And I also have Rebecca Engel. And Rebecca, you are the development coordinator for the Denver Walk, right?
That's correct.
Oh my gosh, I love the walk. So today, girls, let's just have a chat about how fun it is, but how important it is. And let's give a little shout out to all the people that make it happen, because it's a fantastic walk for a great cause. I try to put my show all around different types of dementia and how we can live resiliently with it. And I think the walk really speaks to that. So welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the Denver Walk. We're going to have it on September 15th.
September 15th. That's right. Third Saturday of September. There in Denver City Park. We've got everything kicks off at 7 a.m. So from about 7 to 9, we'll have live music. We have a fun kids zone. We've got Zumba warm-up. We have got all kinds of great stuff for everybody to come of all ages. And we've got a program that starts about 9 o'clock on stage, and we'll do a flower ceremony, and then the walk will immediately follow. So we're looking at about 9:15 to 9:20.
Wow. And you need to arrive early because a lot of people show up to this, right?
Yes. We've got about 8,000 to 10,000 people. So
awesome.
Parking is always a little bit of a challenge.
Yes, but, it is. Yes, it is.
But we usually have that pretty well covered. So, and all of that information is on our website at alz.org/walk. You can
awesome.
Look up all the walks there. Just select Denver and it'll take you to everything.
Okay. Give you a map and everything.
Yes.
Well, let's bring Kristen into this conversation. Hello, my friend.
Hello. Thank you for having me also. Very excited to be here.
You have a personal connection to this walk, like I do.
I do, yes.
Yeah. Do you mind sharing?
Absolutely. So my father, who is an Air Force veteran and a Vietnam veteran, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease probably about 12 years ago. And my mother, who was caring for him, passed away in 2012 caring for him. And I just tell everyone I really feel like she died of a broken heart, because it was very, very difficult to watch this Air Force colonel just deteriorate. And so he's still living with the disease. He's living at a wonderful facility, and we're just giving him the best that we can give him. But that's why I have participated in the walk for over 6 years. I was the chair for a couple of years.
Nice.
And I'm a huge volunteer for the association, because I'm such a believer in why we raise the money to help support caregivers and support people with the disease and fund research.
Oh, I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
So. And thank you. Let's first say thank you. Thank him for his service for us. Will you please?
Thank you. Absolutely.
That's an amazing. We always want to acknowledge our military. So you couldn't have this walk, Rebecca and Kristen, without your sponsors. So who's sponsoring the walk this year?
So this year, again, Edward Jones is back, and they are actually our one and only national presenting sponsor.
Okay.
So they have a wonderful nationwide presence with us. They're mm-hmm. at all of our 625 walks across the country.
Holy
which
smokes.
Is amazing. They have a really big goal to reach this year, and they're inching their way there, so we're really excited about them. We've got, oh my gosh, there's so many sponsors this year. We're so excited and so blessed to have them. We've got Denver Hospice. We have Health One, just to name a few, but there are plenty out there. And if you're there in the park, you'll see everybody's tent up and ready to go to talk with everybody.
Well, I love that. I'm one of the sponsors.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. So Summit Resilience Training and my Dementia Resilience show, we are one of your media sponsors. Cruising.
Absolutely.
1430. Appreciate
yes.
that very much, that the radio station backed me on that. So fun, fun, fun. The walk is fun. I don't want to give people the impression that you go and it's 10,000 people just crying their eyes out and being sad. Not the case. It's a fun walk. Kristen, tell us about some of the fun things that go on that you can remember over the past few years and maybe some that are going on this year.
Absolutely. And that's why I've chosen to participate in WALK. You know, the Alzheimer's Association does lots of fundraising activities, but this one is the most joyous, sunny, happy, fun day to come out and celebrate our loved ones. And so we have had hula dancers and balloon makers, clowns, and high school bands and drill teams.
Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders cheering everyone on around the walk. My favorite group is a ukulele Hawaiian singing group that is there every single year, and we really enjoy having all of those people come cheer us on. And we even have mascots from the CU Buffs, and I'm trying to remember the other ones that were there. I think CSU Rams and a couple of other mascots. And sometimes we have Broncos super fans that come out on occasion and have had a lot of support from the Broncos organization, as you know. So we're very fortunate to have a lot of those teams also supporting us.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Will Annabelle be there again, Rebecca, to cut the ribbon this year?
We are hoping that she will be there.
Our hearts go out to that entire family and organization.
Thank
we
you,
love
Kristen.
The Broncos. Yeah.
Yeah, they've had a lot of support since Mrs. Bell has, or sorry, that's her daughter, since Mrs. Bowman has come out with her diagnosis. There's been a whole lot of backing and support for the family and for the team, and we're so appreciative of that. So we're really excited that they're a part of it, and
continuing,
we're hoping
support.
That the family is going to be there this year. I don't want to say yes or no, but
right, yeah.
But we're hoping that they're there and she's able to come and hang out with us for the day and cut the ribbon and walk. So.
Awesome. I want to talk about the fun activities for children. People can bring their children. Now, when I managed the walk for several years, we always talked about dogs being there, that sometimes people with Alzheimer's get very afraid of dogs. And it's just, in my mind, not a great place for animals. Folks, please leave your animals at home. They'll get stepped on, kids running around, people with Alzheimer's get afraid. Any thoughts on that, Kristen?
I just agree with everything that you said. I know we're a very dog-friendly city and people love their pets, and my family even, you know, wants to bring their pets, but we encourage them not to because it is such a large group of people and a lot going on. And I think your point about Alzheimer's patients, you know, having a little bit of discomfort with it would encourage people to leave them home.
Right. Are you going to have the kids play area this year?
We sure are. And
nice.
We've done some fun new things this year. So
what's going to be there?
Well, I don't want to give away too many secrets.
Ooh, tell us.
You have to be there to see it. It's so awesome. But we're doing a little bit, since this year we had the Olympics, we're going to do a little bit of Olympic style things for the kiddos.
Oh, too
so
cute.
So we're going to have, they're going to get their own gold ribbon. They're going to be able to make it.
I love it.
We've got all kinds of yard games for them. All kinds of stuff. So we're really excited. And of course, we've got the clowns. They're going to be doing face painting and balloons and bubbles and we've got everything for the kids. So
oh,
we do encourage, though, parents to stay there with the kids. This is not a kid drop-off zone by any means. So we want the parents to have fun with the kiddos. And again, it's a big old family-friendly event.
I love it. Well, when we come back with our next segment, I want to dive into the teams. Let's talk about the teams and the people who walk and why they walk and how to start a team, how to join a team, all that stuff, okay? So we will be right back after a word from my sponsor with the folks from the Alzheimer's Association talking about the Denver Walk.
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you will ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Living with purpose and meaning is the best reward at Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Your loved one will live life to its fullest. Licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day, compassionate caregivers, 3 well-balanced meals, and 3 healthy snacks are a few key elements of the JEA difference. We also offer fully furnished private and semi-private rooms, meaningful activities, and scheduled outings. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Today, I have some friends on the show, super excited about this, Kristen Beatty and Rebecca Engel from the Alzheimer's Association Colorado chapter, and we're talking about the Denver Walk. I love the walk. I'm getting on my 15th year now of being a part of the walk, and I always had a team called She's Somebody's Hero, and it's based on a Jamie O'Neill country song about her mom having Alzheimer's, and I just love that, so I always base that my team on that. Let's talk about the teams. So much fun. They get very creative. They get emotional, but it's an awesome concept. Love, love, love it. Let's talk about it. So, Rebecca, start in here.
So what, I mean, we want to stress is this is such a fun day. It's a celebration. Yes. There's nothing sad about it. There's nothing somber about it. Everybody comes to celebrate their loved ones together.
Yeah.
Somebody once said it's the biggest support group they've ever seen. So it's a really cool event. Tons of teams, anywhere from one person to 25 people. So we really want to encourage everybody to sign up a team. Join one. However you can do it is great. We appreciate all the help and support. We've got some great teams, and they've got some great fundraising efforts that they're doing. We've got, of course, Team Super Bowl in, who has done a really amazing job this year. They did a, Purple Day at training camp a couple of weeks ago, which was amazing. And the Broncos matched everything that was donated that day in person and online. So that was incredible. We really appreciate all of that. We have a couple other teams that are doing some really great things. We have, his name is Jack, and he's a high schooler, and he does a golf-a-thon for his grandma, and his team name is Golfing for Grammy, and it's absolutely adorable. It's his second year, and he golfs all day long. It really is a golf-a-thon, and this year he did 126 holes in one day.
Wow.
So that was incredible. So just really fun things like that, basically turning something that you love into a fundraiser.
Well, exactly. So for me, I would host a party in my backyard and bring in tables and chairs and candles and tablecloths and flowers and all kinds of stuff. My husband and I would play a couple of sets of music and raise money for the walk. I had shirts for everybody that had that poem, the song, She's Somebody's Hero, and a picture of my mom, and my whole family would walk. Kristen, what do you do? You had pillows this year, which I still need to get one if I can.
Yeah, that's funny. I had even forgotten about that because I'm so far down in fundraising. But I had a wine tasting event, but it was at a mattress store because I have friends who do both of those things, and we had discounted pillows that are really cool pillows from a company called Infinite Moon, but I gave away purple pillowcases to everyone who came. But the thing I want to emphasize and stress is that it doesn't have to be anything full blown out like that.
Right.
Is if you just want to come the day of the walk and you haven't yet signed up a team or done any fundraising, you still can just come on September 15th. We make registration super easy and make an initial donation and just see what it's all about, and then you build up to it. My very first year, that's exactly what I did, and now I'm a $2,000 to $5,000 fundraiser, but I built up to it. So
right.
I want to tell people it's super easy. You don't have to do all of these big full-blown out parties. We just do because we've been doing it for so long. But come and join us that day and just get started and see what it's all about. That's what I want to encourage
my
people.
My first year, Kristen, I had friends meet me at a local pub, and they paid $25 for margaritas and just have a fun time. So we did that. Then I got really picky and started telling people, please donate to my team, and it's $100 minimum.
There you go.
I don't care. I'm raising money, right? So a lot of teams wear different T-shirts. They put up signs. One of my favorite things about the walk is going around and talking to people saying, who are you honoring today? Mm-hmm. Is it somebody's memory or is it somebody who's still with us? I like, as I'm walking along the route, talking to the different families and having them tell me why they're walking. And that's why I'm having a radio remote that day with the Cruisin' 1430 van to talk to teams and have them come over and tell me why are they walking. Does it move you that way?
Absolutely. I absolutely love seeing all of these big, beautiful families coming and supporting their loved ones with banners, and they've made their own T-shirts. They've got pom-poms, or they've got
purple tutus.
They have all kinds of things to get creative and make it their own, and it's really incredible to see the passion that people put into the day.
Yeah,
my favorite part is the kids. You know, they've got their capes on and their purple baseball hats, and they're holding up their memory flowers. And, you know, that's why we're really doing this, is to make sure that the next generation has medication and or a cure if we can get there, and doing all that fundraising. So I love watching the kids and always tear up about them coming to support their families and learning what this is all about at a young age.
Let's expand on that a little bit. The flowers. Love, love, love the flowers. Every year, people that walk can choose a flower. When they've registered, they can go over and get one. And the flowers represent something. So blue, I believe, is they passed.
Blue is either they are living with a disease.
They're living with the disease.
Yes.
Oh, I carried that one for a long time.
Passed.
Yes. Purple is they passed.
They passed. You've lost someone if you're carrying purple.
Mm-hmm. Yellow is your caregiver.
And orange is you're an advocate. You may not have a direct connection, but you still want to support the cause.
There's nothing more moving and emotional than when they ask everybody to raise their flower color for whatever reason they're carrying. It's not to say you can't have a flower of a different color, but wow, when you see 10,000 people in a line getting ready to walk and they're all raising their flowers, what a picture. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, one of the things that always struck me was I would say to myself, look at all the, there's a lot of people here. And then I'd say, oh my gosh, there's a lot of people here. That always kind of blows my mind, you know? Mm-hmm. It makes me feel comforted. How do you feel about that, Rebecca?
I kind of go back to that a statement about it being kind of the biggest support group people have ever been in.
Right.
When you see all the flowers and when you see that huge, big crowd, everybody's there for the same reason.
Yeah.
They're supporting. They're either a loved one that they lost, or they're supporting a loved one that they have right now that's living with the disease, or they're a caregiver for somebody. It may not be a family member, but we couldn't get through any of this without all the caregivers that are around.
Oh, amen to that. And you actually have some risers where teams can go over and get their fabulous pictures taken.
Yes, absolutely. We encourage that as well. So, you know, bring your T-shirts and your signs, your banners, whatever you've got. And go over there and get a team photo. We have a really great, obviously beautiful natural backdrop, which is the mountains. Jill and her crew will be right there as well. So
can't wait.
Yes.
It's an exciting day, and there's nothing like walking in. Oh, please tell me you're going to have Santiago's burritos this year.
Maybe.
Somebody's burritos?
We have somebody's burritos.
They are the best.
They are. Yes, we'll have Santiago's burritos. It is first come, first serve, so we can't get 10,000 burritos. But
right. Well, you do have water everywhere in the park, music playing, fun going on. When we come back, we're going to talk about the exact logistics of the walk, how pretty it is, and some just some great ideas for parking and just enjoying the day, okay? So we'll be right back after a word about my company. and we'll talk more about the Denver Walk and maybe some other walks around the state in the month of September. Can we do that, Rebecca?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Living and working with Alzheimer's and other dementias can often be challenging. Summit Resilience Training provides education utilizing non-medical approaches for those who work with our friends affected by dementia. Believing families still need one-on-one assistance, we provide classes which help them understand the diseases affecting their loved ones, offering strategies and techniques for success with activities of daily living and working with confusing behaviors. We offer in-home assessments to clarify symptoms of dementia diseases and help families work together to find moments of joy while living with memory loss and impairment. Education programs instilling person-centered care philosophies are offered for professional caregivers working in communities and homes, which can be customized for their staff. Training is also available for first responders, such as law enforcement, fire, and EMT personnel. We are passionate that people with dementias, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and others, are approached with compassion and understanding, and those who work with them have all the tools they need for success. Call us at Summit Resilience Training, 303-420-6988, to schedule a class or in-home assessment. Visit our website at summitresiliencetraining.com for more information.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
All right. I'm back, and I am with my friends from the Alzheimer's Association Colorado, Rebecca and Kristen, and we are talking about the Denver Walk to End Alzheimer's, although we do want to highlight a couple of other walks that are going on in the month of September. So let's start with that. Let's get that off the top. So is there one coming up over Labor Day weekend or the weekend after, or do we have any coming up?
Yeah, nothing for Labor Day weekend. Kind of a little reprieve from all the walks. But on September 8th, we do have our Pueblo Walk.
Nice.
Which is an awesome, awesome deal. I will be down there. So if anybody wants to come hang out, would love to see them.
And good. Shout out to NOCO, Northern Colorado. Loveland is having their walk on September 22nd, the weekend after the Denver Walk.
Okay.
So there's always a walk close to you somewhere in Colorado.
Wait a minute.
Always.
We can't forget Colorado Springs, America the Beautiful Walk.
Yes.
Isn't that the same day
it's
as the Denver Walk?
It's the same day as the Denver Walk, September 15th. Yep.
All right.
So if there is not... if you can't make the Denver Walk, we have plenty around the state. We actually have 12 walks around the entire state of Colorado. So, again, take a look at that website and find your nearest walk and come and hang out with us.
And for my listeners nationwide, please know there are 625 walks, you said, Rebecca, across the United States. And there may even be some internationally. I don't know for my international listeners. But if they want to see a walk, they can just go to alz.org and find a walk anywhere in the country, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right. Awesome. Yes. I love that. So again, alz.org, join a walk somewhere. Be part of the cure. Be part of the process to get us to that finish line. Okay, folks, we really need you to do that. And don't just be a part of it. Give money. Give money. We need the money because the Alzheimer's Association this year actually gave money worldwide for research projects going on in seven different places. I've talked about it at length on one of my shows earlier in the year because I was so proud of that. That's so awesome.
It's a great distinction because the Colorado chapter themselves had money available and gave $1.1 million to research. And we raise a lot up to the national office that gives it all over the world.
Right.
But this was something that our local chapter did and made a decision as the board to donate that money or contribute that money to research. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being a part of that.
Absolutely.
I love that, Kristen. I think it's super, super important. It's why you walk. Not only that, but the services that the Alzheimer's Association provides couldn't be available if we didn't have the different events that go on throughout the year. And I try to cover all of them and keep you up on what's going on. Let's paint a picture of the beauty of the walk. So it's on the grounds behind the zoo and on the grass area that leads up to the museum.
Yes, it is a big, beautiful, grassy area in between the zoo and the museum, right by the fountain. And again, we've got that beautiful natural backdrop here in Colorado with the mountains in the background. We will have all of our tents up and available. There's big, beautiful trees right there. The water's right there. Some call it a lake. It's, you know.
Yeah, it's a big pond.
It's a big pond.
A fancy pond.
It's a fancy pond.
And the boathouse, so pretty.
The boathouse is right there. The pavilion is right there. It's absolutely beautiful. And again, Colorado weather has been very good to us. Knock on wood, we still have some good weather again this year. The sun comes up. It's a gorgeous day. Everybody takes a short 2 miles around the park. It's more of a stroll. We do have a shortcut if nobody can make that 2 miles. We've got route entertainment all along the route to keep everybody excited and cheering. We've got, like Kristen said, the ukulele players. We've got Irish dancers. We've got clowns. We have all kinds of things along the route.
So much fun.
To keep everybody going. So.
And I encourage everyone to come early, too, because the festival area has all of our sponsors there. And I find, as my friends learn that their loved ones are maybe being diagnosed or faced with this disease, they don't know where to go or where to start. The Alzheimer's Association has a huge tent with education and brochures, and the sponsors all have information about in-home caregivers or care facilities, so that you can really spend some time and talk to people one-on-one in a really beautiful, informal setting that I don't think is threatening or challenging, because you have the opportunity to go talk to all of these people. So I always encourage everyone to get there before 9 o'clock so that you can talk to the people at the festival area. And usually they have really fun giveaways. We actually had the dentist giving away, they had the tooth fairy. She was giving away toothbrushes and things like that for the children, which isn't always associated with Alzheimer's necessarily, but very fun things that the sponsors do to try and make the festival fun and enjoyable and educational for people.
I'm really glad you brought that up. Not only are the sponsors important, but your committee who puts it on is just phenomenal. And you can always use new committee members every year who can bring something to the table and help, you know, put this amazing event on for all the people who need it, right?
Yes,
Rebecca?
Absolutely. And again, to our website, we have Allie and myself. She's my fellow development coordinator at the association.
Allie Bresky.
Yes. our emails are on our website. So contact one of us and we will send you all the information we can on the committee. We've got pretty much everything wrapped up this year, obviously, with it only being 16 days away from the walk. Oh, my goodness. But we start early and because there is a ton of planning to do. So we love to have everybody, no matter if you have a connection or not, you just want to help out, you need some volunteer hours, whatever it might be. It's such a great group of people, and they have so much love and passion for not only each other, but for the association and for their loved ones they're doing it for. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And even if you don't have a team, you can still donate. ALZ.org/CO. Just go on their website. CO is for Colorado, obviously, but it could be for anybody. So for all my national and international listeners, please contact your local Alzheimer's Association. Find out where a walk is near you. They're throughout the year. So it's and you can give till the end of the year. December 31st is the last day you can give. So you can even get that team together on that day. It inspires you. Keep raising money throughout the year and help them raise a lot of money for research and for administrative costs. Again, I will be there as a media sponsor with my Cruisin' 1430 van, but my Summit Resilience training tent. I'm going to have a great big 10x10 tent. We'll have people that are working on my behalf to tell you about what I do and what I bring to the table with training and family care and just classes I provide for professionals and for families as well, in-home assessments and things like that. Come by, say hello to me. I can't wait to see you all. I'll have hugs for everybody. I'm going to be interviewing some families, first come, first serve, and my show on on the following Sunday, the 16th, will be all about the walk and the families telling their story. And if I get some really good stories, I'll put it over 2 weekends. I can't wait for that. So look for the cruising van. Come by and say hi at my Summit Resilience booth. And girls, this has been awesome.
Yes, thank you so much for your sponsorship and for letting us be on the radio with you to talk about this really awesome day. We appreciate
Thank you.
It so
I appreciate
much.
All of you. My heart and soul is with the Alzheimer's Association. Everything you do, and just love it. And Amelia Schaefer, your new president, love it.
She is amazing.
Awesome.
She is
Absolutely.
Amazing. So, all right, folks, next week is going to be a strategy show where I'll have some good strategies and techniques for caring for your loved ones with Alzheimer's. I'll see you next week on Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
You've been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Visit her website at summitresiliencetraining.com to learn more and join us next week as we learn more about dementia, Alzheimer's, and overcoming obstacles with a positive outcome. See you next time.